This is going to sound like a weird question, and I hope my audience doesn't think something's happened. Pastor Peter's asking these questions as well, but what do you think the chances are that part or one of the reasons for our invasion in Iraq was to get ancient records out of Babylon?
There's no question about that. Absolutely. That is exactly right. And the first two things that our military did, the U.S. military did in Iraq, was within 2 hours they had secured the oil fields. The other thing they did was to raid the National Museum of History in Iraq, in Baghdad. And the other thing, and these were done by professionals who knew what they were looking for. This came out in the news media, the worldwide archaeological news media. And the other thing they did was secure certain archaeological dig sites that were relative to ancient cities that were just discovered there. So there's no question. The one thing I mentioned in the my recent book, Atlantis to Tesla, The Colburn Connection, is exactly the fact that these archaeological sites and the connections to the past and the scientific information that they bring is valued more than the oil fields by these groups that are basically manipulating the public to invest their youth and money, etc., in this so-called war.
I sometimes refer to what I think you're talking about as the destroyers.
Right.
That's what I teach my audience some about. Now, okay, I think we're all, this is probably, I know, you mentioned Tesla. I know that his father was a priest, and I just found out recently that he was hooked up with the church that went back to the Chaldean church. Were you aware of that?
Oh, I wasn't aware of that. I knew he had ties also in the Vatican, and he was a monk in Eastern Europe, one of the small Eastern European countries.
Now, I might be wrong in it, but the way I understand it, that church that he was connected with was one of them that they bombed in Kosovo.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
That's one that was destroyed in the 1990, what, was it 95 or when?
Something like that.
Yeah, mid-90s when they sent in, what, 2,000 cruise missiles and destroyed that city. But yes, that was one of the monasteries. They destroyed many of the old historic sites there.
And, I'm wondering again if they were destroying some historical information.
Yeah. Exactly what the reason, why would you bomb monasteries is beyond me, but it's definitely, but yeah, the situation was that Tesla's father was associated with one of the monasteries there, and word is that Tesla saw his earliest design work, and he was able to, the interesting thing about Tesla was the young Tesla was that he was able to then take that information and advance it to all of its ramifications.
Well, where do you think he saw this work at? Do you think he had read about it as a child?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Oh, yeah. He saw enough to show him. The very interesting thing about much of the things he built is he built them the first time and they worked. And that's something that's very difficult as a physicist. I mean, if you're dealing with, for example, a Tesla tower, which would derive energy out of the vertical electric field of the Earth, for example, to understand the dimensions of the wire to use in your coils, those kind of things you would have to play with many times. I mean, you wouldn't just get it right the first time. Or understanding how to build the triggers that tripped off the DC voltages, the spikes which then were used in the Tesla coil to drive this, you would have to go through many iterations, build a small one, then a bigger one, then a bigger one, then a bigger one, and have many failures. But he built the big one the first time, and it worked. You know, so where exactly did he get this information to do what nobody else could do the first time?
Where do you think he did?
Well, there again, it seems that those documents apparently had enough information to get him on the right track. Something I have studied myself recently, and I'm still working on putting it all together as a package,